Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a big surprise. I think Brian's done a great job for us all year. I think he'll give us the best chance to win on Sunday, and I don't think Pet is lying when he always says that he's going to put the best guys out there that are going to give us the best chance to win. You know, we tend to talk a little bit during the week, and I don't think they ever really care exactly what players say, but, you know, we'll give our input from time to time and just let them kind of know where we see things stand. Well, they are big games because we are right in the thick of the chase, and we still control our own destiny with 4 games to go, and that hasn't happened in a long time. So certainly Brian has put us in this position, and we still feel like he's going to give us the best chance to win those last 4 games. Yeah, he did a great job when he got in there. It's one of the hardest things in the NFL is to come in the middle of a game as a quarterback when you hadn't had many reps during the week working on the game plan, and you really haven't had a lot of reps with the starting receivers. So for him to go out there and move us down the field like he did was awesome for him. And I think he handled today really well too, because it seems like everything I've seen since he's got here is he handles his business in a professional manner, and I think he did the same thing today. Well, I think we've had some good games. We've run into some pretty good defenses that we haven't played as well against, but I'm confident that we'll have no problem putting up some points here in the next 4 games. Well, I think he's a resilient competitor, and I think that says everything you need to know about him, because he's not the type of guy that'll feel sorry for himself. He's not going to lay down. He's going to prepare even harder, and he'll be ready for the game on Sunday. So we've got a lot of confidence in him. Well, I think one of the holds, they announced my number, but it was on somebody else. But still, 2 holdings is obviously more than usual, and you never want to see that. But, you know, we're playing a good defense, and it's always going to be a battle and a challenge when you're playing against a top NFL defense, and specifically a front as good as Buffalo is. No, I mean, in the NFL, you play 60 to 70 snaps in a game, and as a lineman, one bad is bad, but one out of 60 or 70 is not necessarily a bad thing. And sometimes when it's a holding or a sack or something like that, you may not have played any worse, but it's just noticed more than if you have a bad play and you run for 10-yard gain. So that's just the nature of the business. Yeah, I'm really happy for him. He's on a great team right now, and he hasn't been to the playoffs. He's had 9 great seasons in the NFL, so I'm really happy for him to be on that type of team that I think he deserves, and he's one of the leaders on that defense, so it's I'm sure been a fun season for him.